This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, this is Brenda. I know that you made appointments for us to look at those five houses this morning, but my beauty shop has just had a cancellation, and I have got to get my hair done. So would you please reschedule those appointments for this afternoon and let me know what time? Okay, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I wanted her to say beauty parlor, but she said when she grew up in the South, it was beauty shop. I grew up, it was beauty parlor that my mom went to. You know how long it takes to set up five showings, five different agents, five different sellers, five different schedules? Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local realtor. I'm here with Talon on loan from the California Association of Realtors. If you have bees, you have honey. If you want to relocate the bees, call the Bee Rescue Hotline at 699-6229. Save the bees. Also online at sbba.org. Coming up, 2013, CaliforniaWineFestival.com. Go to the CaliforniaWineFestival.com. It's the 10th annual coming up here in July 18, 19, and 20. You're going to start off with Old Spanish Nights down at the De La Guerra, 15 East De La Guerra, that cool little spot open. And I was there last year. Spanish wines, hot hors d'oeuvres, flamenco dancing. Then, Then on the next night, it's Friday, they have two things going on. First, they have this little more of a educational thing, a Get Me a Cab at Fess Parker's. And then the Sunset Rare Reserve Wine Tasting, which I went to as well. And that is limited reserves, gourmet appetizers, top local chefs. That's over at the Carousel near Chase Palm Park Plaza. And desserts, gourmet chocolates. And then if by the next day you don't need to go to the hospital from all this wine drinking, Saturday, July 20th, you go to Chase Palm Park for the main daytime groovy wine tasting. 600 sip, no, no, sip hundreds, not 600, sip hundreds of California wines, food. So just simply go to CaliforniaWineFestival.com and check out the schedule, get some tickets. Today, we're going to be talking some roof talk in the second segment, and we have one or two guests that are joining us from Action Roofing. The fourth segment, of course, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year-to-date. We have the first segment now to do a little year-to-date stats, and we are on the 24th week of the year 2013, and it's for the week ending June 14th, 2013. Again, the weekly stats will be in the fourth segment, but year-to-date, we have 553 sales. Now, this is from the Santa Barbara multiple listing, Carp to Goleta, single family only. No PUDs, no condos. 553 sales, which is 23 per week, which is about, I think, from memory, what we did for all of 2012. But at the beginning of 2012, the first 24 weeks in comparison, we were averaging just under 22 per week. So not a huge difference. 553 sales year to date, single family. Last year was 520. The big jump was from 2011 to 2012, because in 2011, there were only 368 sales year-to-date for 24 weeks. That's 15 a week. You go back, 2010, 400 for the first 24 weeks. 2009, 314 sales for the first 24 weeks. Today, 553 sales. Huge percentage increase. So good to see the number increase slightly from last year, moving in the right direction. We want to see people buy and sell real estate because it's what we do. Over $1 million. Okay, median price, you ask. Median price, $914,000. Year to date, first 24 weeks of 2013. What was it the first 24 weeks of 2012? It was $787,000. So that's odd. It was kind of a little drop because prior years it was in the eights, 845, 850 since 2009. So we took a little dip there for the first 24 weeks, but in the end, of course, it pushed up about 800,000 for the year. And now, though, year to date, 914,000 median price, big increase. If you look at what sold over $1 million, okay, I told you year to date, 553 sales. 45% of those 553 sales were over $1 million. 247 sales were over $1 million. Last year, for the first 24 weeks, there were only 182 sales over $1 million. That represented 35%. So just over 1 in 3 sales last year. This year, 45%. It's almost half. What is half? The median price. What is the median price? 914,000. Half of everything that's sold, 553 sales for the first 24 weeks. Half were above, half below 914,000, but 45% were above 1 million, and 36% were above 1,000,002. 1,000,002. 202 sales sold out of the 553, they sold over 1,000,002. Last year, only 28%, or 145 sales, sold over 1,000,002. Now, quick math, that's about a 33% increase in the number of sales over 1,000,002. From last year, pushing the median price up. So up, and the name of the segment is Up Yours, by the way. Pushing the median price up. Mark Snyman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. And so we're going to be talking some roof talk. Got a couple of things we might get to elsewhere, like Malibu. Do you ever go to Malibu? Drive by on your way to the airport, take the back way. Someone inquired about a property they saw in Malibu for $54 million. This is someone I really don't know, but I've been communicating with off and on. Someone I'd like to know. And looking at Santa Barbara, then suddenly sends an inquiry about this Malibu property, $54 million, and has a question, you know, is it for lease, is it for sale? So I went and I ended up talking to the listing agent, and they have 4 legal parcels totaling 6.5 acres. And this is like, this is right on the ocean there. This is Malibu. This is serious Malibu property. Is it? Tsunami country? Well, we'll have to ask Adam... anytime you're near the water. So, 4 legal parcels. Parcel number 1 is the main house. Parcel number 2 is the guest house. Parcel number 3 is the pool house. Parcel number 4 is the vacant parcel. Now, I didn't ask if the parcel number 3 with the pool house had the pool on it. But let's just, for the sake of discussion, assume that they built the pool house next to the pool. So you have like, it's like when I grew up going to Papa Wong's. You have one from column A, one from column B. Here you have 4 legal parcels to choose from. So you can buy just the main house for 20, let's see, I wrote that, I didn't write down the breakdown for the prices for the different properties. But you can buy all 4 for $54 million. Maybe the main house just $23 million. Maybe that's right. That's right. Or you could lease all 4 parcels for a year commitment, $145,000 a month. Can you imagine? Now, if you're on a budget, you can just lease the main house for $85,000 a month, saving $60,000 a month. You don't get the guest house. You don't get the pool or the pool house. You don't get the vacant parcel. So if you're interested in Malibu, have I got a property for you? Mark Snyman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you have a question for a roofer, we're going to have one in here in a couple of minutes. Roof Talk on Radio Real Estate. I just learned that how they schedule the fire retardant roofs, Class A and B. So we'll hear about that. And again, 4th segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update. We'll leave with the pun of the week. They told me I had type A blood, but it was a typo.